Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for once again stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. And now countdown is on until the 4th of July. We're under a week away. I know you've already kind of mentioned some of the stuff that's going on, but, you know, to kind of refresh our ears, go in depth and give us the full lineup of what's happening this coming Thursday.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that it's already here. I can't believe that June went so fast, but with so much going on and just it's just busy time anyway. It's hard to believe that next Thursday is the 4th of July already. And so one question that we get asked not as often this year as sometimes in the past is, when are we celebrating the 4th of July? And here in Perry, it's on the 4th of July. So sometimes communities will shift it based on the day to kind of catch more of the weekend. But we will be on July 4th from here on out for always. It's always on the 4th. So we've got some activities lined up throughout the day. And we encourage people to really check it out and celebrate and gather and have some fun.
Well, how much money has been raised? Because I know you obviously have had different events throughout the year.
Yeah, so we've been fundraising for months now for the fireworks. We're still about $2,000 shy of our goal of $18,000. So we will have the junior class in the parade and doing a bit of a bucket brigade. And so they will be asking for donations to help support their junior prom, their junior class for the prom, after prom, and then half of that will also go to the fireworks. Fortunately, we did have some carryover from last year, so we're all set and ready to go to have a really nice show. We spent $18,000, so it's going to be pretty nice. So big thank you to everyone that helped with the Big Boom Bracket Battle, the Radio Pie Auction, the roundups, all of those things add up to help make a great community display of fireworks. And so there's plenty of opportunities to buy your own fireworks, not as many opportunities to set them off yourself. So you might as well enjoy the community fireworks. They're bigger and brighter than you can buy yourself. And so just a great chance to, you know, have a nice show thanks to those sponsors and donations.
Yeah, no, that's going to be an absolutely phenomenal show. With the parade and everything, what time's lineup? What time does that get started?
Right. So the parade starts at 10 a.m. and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. So over at East Perry Plaza, there are a few more vehicles and buildings over there than there have been in the past. So it'll be a little bit of maybe orchestrated chaos a little bit for lineup. But Misty Von Baron always heads that up and she does a great job to get people where they need to go. So maybe consider that as you're planning your entrance and things like that to kind of arrive on time. So the parade will begin right at 10, but line up at 9 a.m. again at East Perry Plaza. So come on over and there'll be volunteers to kind of help get lined up. Of course, the fire department's always up in the front. We have Landis as our sponsor this year for the parade. So again, we'll have prizes for the floats, the best floats. And so that's always a nice friendly competition to see who can be the most creative and things like that. Sometimes people make up their own themes and they really have a lot of fun with the parade. So that's at 10 along Willis Avenue. It's 2 miles long. So anywhere along the route, come on out and bring your lawn chair, enjoy the parade. And then it will turn at West 3rd to go to the park. So kind of wraps around the park. And that's where the rest of the chamber's coordinated activities will be anyway throughout the rest of the day until the fireworks at 9:30.
And we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, so you've laid out the parade route. What other, I know there's musical entertainment. Tell us what else is going on all on the 4th of July.
Right. So Patchy Park will be the place to be with lots of different activities going on. So one thing for sure, all day vendors at the park. So grab your lunch, grab your dinner, different items to check out as well throughout the park. More than I think 24 different vendors will be out there. And so definitely come by and see what's going on. From 1 to 4 p.m., the Elks will have bingo at the large shelter house at Patty Park. So if you like bingo, come on down and 1 to 4, they'll help you out there. Then if you're looking to cool off at 2 p.m., you can go over to the First United Methodist Church. And Perry Fine Arts will be hosting their annual musical extravaganza and ice cream social. It is air conditioning, so, you know, it is nice to have that option to cool off midday. But then we hope everyone comes back over to Patchy Park because 6 to 9:30 p.m. we have live music by Stranger Than Fiction at the Bandshell. So similar to Friday Fest, it's a bring your own basket type of event. Bring your own lawn chair, your own yard games. Have fun with live music. Free to attend all of these activities. Then, of course, again, we have the 9:30 fireworks finale. So hope that people can come out and enjoy that, whether in the park or surrounding areas. You should be able to see the fireworks from a ways away.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. And like you said, it's just hard to believe. Like, July is already here. It just felt like yesterday we were doing the Big Boom Bracket Battle.
That's right. This has been really probably the fastest year that I've experienced ever. So a lot going on this year. Maybe it's a good thing to kind of hit that halfway mark, and then we can have a really great rest of the year.
Absolutely. And with that, no farmer's market on Thursday, Ben.
Yes, that's right. So I haven't figured out how to be in two places at once yet. Right. So I'll be over at Patchy Park. Some of our vendors will also be at Patchy Park that are usually there at the farmer's market. So we'll take a break downtown to be at Patchy Park, and then we'll get started the following week back with regular programming for the Perry Farmers Market.
Awesome. Okay, so that's going to be a great party there. And then, of course, we'll acknowledge that today, unfortunately, is the last day of Tyson Foods being opened, and so a lot of workers being affected there. I know there's been job fairs that have been held here in the city of Perry, but you said there's a couple of things coming up here or available to those employees as well.
Yes, so there's been a number of resources there at the Tyson plant as well as popped up in other locations. So DMAC has been a great partner for the community as kind of a resource hub. And so they've had a number of resource partners there, employers there. And so they, along with iWorkforce Development and the Perry Public Library, have created a kind of a series of employment opportunities so that people can get connected. On Tuesdays in Des Moines at the Iowa Workforce site, they will have a number of employers there every Tuesday from throughout June and into August. On Thursdays at DMAC from 10 a.m. to noon, and then also 4:30 to 6:30 from July 11th through August 1st, you can count on employers being there to connect with employees as well. And then sometimes on Saturdays at the Perry Public Library. But anytime, feel free to stop by the DMAC Center here in town to connect with different resources. They've kind of started to build that up to be able to point people in different directions if there's questions. Iowa Workforce Development will be moving their operations, their mobile operations, from the Tyson plant over to DMAC to help with unemployment and other questions like that. So there's only so much you can do until that last day. And so then now this next week and following will be kind of the big rush to kind of help people find their next steps. So just encourage people to check that out and spread the word that those opportunities and resources are available. And then another program that's coming up next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Towncraft, thanks to the Central Iowa Workforce Development Board. They're partnering with Iowa Workforce Development and also the Central Iowa Building and Constructions Trades. They're doing an info session that you do need to register for, but you can find information on Facebook, and they're kind of helping get people interested in the trades and interested in apprenticeship programs. And so all of the ins and outs to learn more about that. So another great resource for kind of shifting gears and looking into new career opportunities.
Absolutely. And thank you for running us through all of that. It's, again, really unfortunate news, but great that there are plenty of resources out there as well. And again, this is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.